saguaro derisoire. Ton saguaro derisoire mostra bien la situation.
Welcome to another installment of the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Peter Monaghan, and today we have a very special guest, Malcolm McNeil. Malcolm is one of New Zealand's foremost jazz vocalists, and today we're going to talk to him while listening to tracks from his album Skylark, Songs of Hoagy Carmichael. Welcome, Malcolm.
Very nice to be here, Peter. Lovely.
Let's just start out with the first track on the album, which is a well-known one, In the Cool, Cool of the Evening, Malcolm McNeil.
Sue wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil a ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a teepee, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, and singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When, said the prairie hen, soon. Sure, said the dinosaur. Where, said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the fracas? Over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick him on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, and singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can get out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em that I'll be there.
Malcolm, what led you to pick Hoagy Carmichael for this album?
It's pretty simple. I love the songs. It's that simple. And I suppose they were part of my vernacular. As a kid, I came from a musical family. My mum played the piano, and we made music around the piano. And those songs, many of them were played on the radio at the time. This is pre-TV. I was born in 1945, and so we made our own entertainment that way. And I guess these songs, through my teenage years, I just came to love them, really. And there's something about the colloquial language of them that is common even to a New Zealand kid. And I think it was Hoagy's wonderful simplicity of expression and place. He seemed to have a sense of locale that is universal, I guess. And I love those songs. They speak to me, even though I've never been to many of the places they talk about.
One of the things that marks them is that there's a vernacular, but there's also a strange poetry to them, and that's really apparent on the title track, Skylark. Let's listen to that one next.
Too right.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? skylark. Have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a-journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the Oh, skylark, I don't know if I can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
Skylark, and the artist singing was Malcolm McNeil. We have him in the studio today for the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. Malcolm, tell us a bit about how you became a jazz singer at all.
Well, I sang as a child. I always sang. It was a thing that came naturally to me. And I learnt the violin, and I wasn't any good at it. And I learnt the piano, I wasn't much good at that either. But singing was something that was a kind of direct expression of my emotional life or whatever. So I guess I was one of those kids that didn't stop singing, even when my voice broke and I became a tenor. And I started singing around coffee bars when I was at high school. I didn't enjoy high school too much. The music master there was pretty eccentric. And I started singing. I did meet there was a jazz pianist at school, Christchurch Boys High, and I started singing around coffee bars around that time. And also at that time, the American servicemen had a deep freeze. They would go down to the ice from Christchurch. They had a base there with a club, a little kind of nightclub on their base in Christchurch. And I sang there when I was about 16 or 17. And I remember I borrowed my brother's long trousers, I think, for my first gig, because I didn't have any long pants. So I started young singing in coffee bars. That was the time before alcohol became invasive for entertainment. They would have coffee bars and you know, cheesecake and stuff like that. So it was around coffee bars that I really got got my start. Mm. And I just kept doing it, really. Yeah, mm. Didn't stop.
I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the US Army bases, but let's listen to another track first, The Old Music Master. Anything to say about that one?
Oh, no, it's a funny, charming little song, and it has, I think it features Celeste on it, which is a lovely, unusual, sort of almost childlike instrument. But it's a sweet song. It's yeah.
Here's The Old Music Master from Malcolm McNeil's album Skylark, 18 Hoagy Carmichael songs.
One night long ago, by the light of the moon, an old music master sat composing a tune. His spirit was soaring and his heart full of joy, when right out of nowhere stepped a little colored boy. You gotta jump it, music master, you gotta play that rhythm faster. You're never gonna get it played on the Happy Cat Hit Parade. You better tell your friend Beethoven and Mr. Reginald Beethoven. They better do the same as you, or they're gonna be corny too. Long about 1917, jazz will come upon the scene. Then about 1935, you'll begin to hear swing, boogie, woogie, and jive. You gotta show that big broadcaster that you're a solid music master, and you'll achieve posterity. That's a bit of advice from me. The old music master simply sat there amazed, as wide-eyed and open-mouthed he gazed and he gazed. How can you be certain, little boy? Tell me how. Because I was born, my friend, 100 years from now. He'd accord that rock to spin it and disappeared into the infinite. And up until the present day, you can take it from me, it's as bright as can be. Everything has happened that way. Long about 1917, jazz will come upon the scene. Then about 1935, you begin to hear swing, boogie, woogie, and jive. Hear the chord that rocked the spin it and disappeared into the infinite. And up until the present day, you can take it from me, it's right as can be. Everything has happened that way.
That was The Old Music Master. Malcolm, we were talking about the influences that you had early on. There was the radio, of course, there was your home life, but there was also the US Army base. What kind of music came to you through that?
Well, look, another part of that early influence was my brother used to listen to Arch McCurdy on the ABC, and I think he made a crystal set, and I would listen to this, and so I became aware of jazz through my brother. And I think my taste, I just gravitated towards it. I liked something about it, grabbed me. And the Americans, when they came, were sophisticated in terms of their musical taste. They were jazz lovers. It was a time when the jazz age was big. They would pass on wonderful albums of Dave Brubeck or wonderful pianists or saxophone players, Stan Getz, and I would hear these things, and I was knocked out by it, really, as a teenager.
You mentioned there some of those influences, but what led you to Hoagy Carmichael in particular?
I think I started singing some of those songs, Georgia on My Mind. They were played on the radio, some of them were. So they were part of the popular language, and I loved singing them. I really seemed to, and I sang at restaurants, and I worked with good pianists, and they would introduce me to, oh, have you heard this? You know, The Nearness of You, or, and I think I just developed a real liking for Hoagy Carmichael's songs, and his story, and the lyricist that he used. He didn't always write his own lyrics. Johnny Mercer wrote a few, and I did read his wonderful autobiography, called Sometimes I Wonder.
Let's listen to Georgia on My Mind now.
Good.
And afterwards I'm going to talk to you a bit about the players that you have on this album.
Good.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out for me, other lips smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind. I'm with Malcolm McNeil. Malcolm, the accompanists you have on the album, George Goller and Dave Fraser, I take it you go way back with them.
Yes, I do. George was had a lovely association with George Goller. I came to Australia to live for a little while, to Sydney, and I met George through Julian Lee. And I did quite a lot of programs with George for the ABC on American Songbook. We did a whole series of Jerome Kern, Gershwin, Rodgers and Hart, and Hoagy Carmichael was one of those programs, and some of the tracks come from those recordings. Oh, I loved working with George. He was a funny man and a wonderful player. And I toured Japan with George also some years ago. He had a wonderful phrase which I really liked. He said about jazz, you know, if nobody wants to come and hear us, there's nothing we can do to stop them, which I really liked. But terrific man and a wonderful musician. And with George, it was usually one take, first time. And he said, well, it's just going to be different next time. And He had that attitude to his music. His facility, his technique was terrific. And mine was pretty good at the time too. And so we had a really easy, pleasant musical association with a lot of laughs. Mm. And Dave Fraser, the pianist, yeah. a New Zealand pianist, and he was a musical director for me for quite a lot of television work in New Zealand. He died some years ago. And he was a drummer initially and a pianist, so his timing was impeccable. And he was one of those accompanists that could stay out of the way. Ella Fitzgerald had a wonderful phrase for her accompanist. She said, "When I start, you stop." And Dave was that sort of accompanist. He didn't get in the way and supported what you did. You know, it was lovely. Some players will over-embellish, but Dave was never like that.
Let's hear a couple of tracks. Malcolm McNeil with those two accompanists, George Goller on guitar, Dave Fraser on piano, Old Man Harlem, and then we followed by I Should Have Known You Years Ago.
Daylight gives me the shivers, Harlem did it somehow. Always having the jitters, should be used to it now. Seventh Avenue nightlife gets me body and soul. Lenox Avenue midnight gets my Saturday roll. Old Man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches. I've got Old Man Harlem in my bones. Always finds me dancing when the day breaks. But Old Man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and keeps you skimping. Makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old Man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches. But Old Man Harlem keeps me rolling on. Keeps you skimping, makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old Man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches, but Old Man Harlem keeps me rolling on. Boom, 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 ba-ba-doo, ba. That life was always passing me by, until your heart held hands with mine. The brightest stars were simply dots in the sky, until you showed me how they shine. I should have known you. On earth were you long years ago? I missed so much and dreamed so little before you set my heart aglow. I should have known. As I traveled each long, lonely mile, for memory lane would seem much sweeter if I had known you all the while. I'm even jealous of the flowers in spring, for they knew long ago about you. They heard without you. I wish that I could truly say that I knew you long before today. But we'll go on from here together, and I shall love you.
That was Old Man Harlem, followed by I Should Have Known You Years Ago. Beautiful renditions, Malcolm.
I'm very fond of that one. It's a lesser-known song, but I'm very pleased with it. It was a little-known song to me. I lived in London in the 70s, and I lived in a house with Ray Worley, who was an Australian sax player, a good sax player. For a while, I kind of slept in the hall in this house of musicians, and when they went away on tour, I could move into their rooms while they were away. And there was a wonderful pianist there who was Dusty Springfield's accompanist. Tom Gilhooly was his name. He died a few years ago too. And he introduced me to some lesser-known Hoagy Carmichael songs. He was kind of a mentor and a teacher to me. When he would come home from a gig at 3 a.m, we'd sit for a few hours and have a lesson, and he'd abuse hell out of me for my phrasing. But I learnt a lot from him, and many of these unusual songs came via him.
Here are a couple more. Ain't There Anyone Here for Love?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I think that was in a sort of Jane Russell, Marilyn Monroe movie. Hoagy Carmichael never wrote for the stage. He never wrote musicals, but he did write for films, and he was in a few films too.
Now let's hear that with Riverboat Shuffle following.
Yeah, that's a goodie.
I can't play tennis, my golf's a menace. I just can't do the Australian crawl, and I'm no better at volleyball. Ain't there anyone here for love, sweet love? Ain't there anyone here for love? I'm apathetic, I'm non-athletic, I can't keep up in a marathon. I need a shoulder to lean upon and a couple of arms to hold me. Ain't there anyone here for love? I'm not in condition to wrestle. I've never trained in a gym. But ma'am, I'm a man who can nestle. I shine when the lights are dim. Now I'm the chappy to make you happy, and while I may not be Hercules, I do know something about birds and bees. Ain't there anyone here for love, sweet love? Ain't there anyone here for love? Condition to wrestle. I've never trained in a gym. But ma'am, I'm a man who can nestle. I shine when the lights are dim. Now I'm the chappy to make you happy. And while I may not be Hercules, I do know something about birds and bees. Ain't there anyone here for love? Sweet love, ain't there anyone here? Oh dear, dear, dear. Ain't there anyone here for love? Good people, you're invited tonight to the riverboat shuffle. Good people, we've got rhythm tonight at the riverboat shuffle. They tell you that slide pipe tutor is grand, best in Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come on, alligator that band. Mr. Galler on the guitar. Good people, we got Minor Bird Joys in a special orchestration. Even Mama Donna will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle and write, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the riverboat shuffle tonight. Tonight to the riverboat shuffle. Good people, we got rhythm tonight at the riverboat shuffle. They tell you that slide pipe tutor is grand, best in Louisiana, so bring your freighter, come on, alligator that band. Same fella on the guitar. Good people, we got Minor Bird Joys in a special orchestration. Even Mama Donna will be there to strut for the boys in a room full of noise. She'll teach you to shuffle it right, so bring your baby. I'll be seeing you at the riverboat shuffle tonight.
Malcolm McNeil is with us today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Peter Monahan. Malcolm, you had a career that took you around the world. You were often in Australia, but you remained in New Zealand. What was the scene like there as you were coming up and as you were into the thick of your career?
Well, I think initially the New Zealand was almost actively hostile to the kind of music that I was wanting to perform. There were two kinds of music in New Zealand as a kid. There was country and western music, and maybe a cabaret sort of showbizzy branch of that, really. And then classical music was mostly Brahms and Beethoven. And when I started taking these songs seriously, taking the Great American Songbook as though it was serious and lovely music, which it is, I think I did meet quite a bit of reaction against it. I appeared on television, but the best compliment I had came from a cab driver who said, "I never used to like your music." And I was really pleased because he did, you know, he'd come round to the fact that I was serious about what I did and I worked at it and I worked hard at it. But New Zealand was a tough place. It was not generous towards its artists, really. Certainly in my day, we're pre-internet. Radio was my friend, really, and radio gave me an audience of informed people. It gave me the career that I had, whatever that was, really. I did do a bit of television work. I worked on a chat show once a week, and that gave me a wider audience. And I toured the country. I would do my own promotion, and I would hump chairs, and I often made more money selling the booze out the back than I ever made on the, you know, without a license, of course. It wasn't easy, but I did it, and I was very, very determined, and nothing would have stopped me in a way.
He couldn't have been further from the location of the songs and the vernacular that they were transmitted in by Hoagy Carmichael, and yet the songs had a universality, I think, that, well, it translates even into today.
Yes, I believe so. I believe there's a warmth of human spirit in these songs and a friendliness that perhaps we lose out of some, well, much popular music. And, you know, and it's that currency that still attracts me to these songs. I think they still hold value.
Well, here's one about a bird, the Baltimore Oriole.
Oh, gorgeous.
It has a beautiful song, so let's listen to that one.
Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury. It was 40 below. No time for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow. Leaving me blue, straight she flew to the Tangipaho, where a two-timing jaybird met the divine Miss O. I'd like to ruffle his plumage. That Baltimore Oriole messed around with that big eye till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy. It's a woman like now and then happens that sort of thing. Send her back home. Home ain't home without her warbling. How she can sing, make a lonely man happy. Baltimore.
Baltimore Oriole, Malcolm McNeil. Malcolm, you travelled the world. You were in Japan for a while. Tell us about that.
I recorded an album in New Zealand called Song Dance, which I'd written a title track that the Japanese liked. And I recorded an album in New Zealand. And the manager of EMI in New Zealand, who had also been the manager of EMI in Tokyo, passed it on to Japan, and they picked it up, and it was released in Japan, and very successfully. I was a sort of minor hit in Japan, and so I toured Japan, recorded there a second album with a wonderful Japanese trumpet player, and I toured with Japanese musicians, and though we didn't speak English together, we played the same music, and that was a joy. Wonderful bass player, huge guy, just like a sumo wrestler, marvellous player. And I travelled with George Goller, and we had a good time, terrific. And I love travelling in Japan. And in a way, the Japanese have a facility for jazz, which is quite striking. Bill Evans wrote something about that. He said that jazz is not unlike a sumi-o ink painting, in that they do many, many pictures of the same subject matter in order to get the one perfect thing. And it's like an improvisation on a set theme. The theme doesn't change, but the improvisation might. So their understanding of jazz seemed remarkable, really. And some very good Japanese players, really. Very good. I loved performing there. It was terrific. Mm.
Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old bonnet set in place, and a smile on your face. You're the perfect picture in your lavender and lace. A little bit of business here, a little bit of business there. Guess that you'll go window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
From today's featured album on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, Skylark by Malcolm McNeil. Malcolm McNeil from New Zealand, but actually often in Australia. You performed quite widely here and recorded with various Australians, and a mix of Australians and New Zealanders, really.
Yes, and I did an album, I suppose largely with the Sydney Symphony, and many of the Gunn Australian arrangers for a symphonic album of standards based on Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And that was a pleasure to make. That was done in Sydney. And then I performed with the Melbourne Symphony some years ago. And I sang in clubs in Sydney.
You mentioned a couple of symphonic sort of connections there. Certainly a very significant one for you was the album that you made with Dame Kirita Kanawa.
Yeah. That came at her invitation. She and her husband at the time bought Kiwi Pacific, which was the record company that I first recorded with in New Zealand. And I think she played my, they gave her a copy of my album and she liked it. She used to use it to relax after her gigs at Covent Garden, I believe. And so I received an invitation from her, would I like to do an album with her of duets, and that came about, and I wrote the title track for it called Heart to Heart, which I was very pleased with. I've written a few songs, not many, but I've had a big waste paper basket of the ones that I didn't like at all. But I guess I've put about 10 on an album. And that was a pretty good album to do. It sold very, very well, and it was good. I think the orchestration was largely done in London, and the orchestrator, Jeremy Lubbock, he'd done a lot of work with Barbara Streisand and all that push. It was a big feather in the cap. But I suppose my heart lies more towards working with jazz musicians differently. They're good experiences, those, but it wasn't where my working life lay.
Seasons come and seasons go. It's much too hot or it's apt to snow. Weathermen confuse us so. But here in town, one thing we know. When you see the man on the corner selling daffodils, it's spring in New York. Everyone can tell he's no farmer in the dell, but he's spring to old New York. When you see his cart and your heart does little nip-ups as you fumble for a dime, there's no grass or ground, only pavement all around, but it's sentimental time. Soon there'll be tables on the sidewalk, and there'll be music in the park, an open bus as if by magic will be a dreamboat after dark. For when the little man on the corner sells his daffodils, it means just one thing. You will be with me, and we'll both be glad to be in Manhattan in the spring.
In England, you performed often with John Dankworth.
I did. I performed at Ronnie Scott's. When Cleo, she got a job in Showboat, and I replaced her in the band. And I toured Britain with that 12 piece Dankworth band, and formed a very good friendship with the Dankworths. And John was a marvellous man and terrifically, very, very generous. Often the best people are also generous. And he was a wonderful musician and a very generous man. And we toured New Zealand frequently also with the Symphony Orchestra. And John did many of the arrangements, and for that, I loved working with him. And always good musicians. I met such good musicians through him. And I worked with other. I did a lot of work for the BBC. A lot, radio programs for the BBC. And
one of the striking things about this album, Skylark, is that the arrangements are very pared down. It's a naked style of singing, in a sense.
Yeah. There was no space for any tricks at all. It's simply produced and simply recorded. We didn't use drums or bass, just two instruments, unusual. Well, it was self-produced, so it cost came into it as well. But I think I wanted just to display the songs in a kind of simple form so that they were simply delivered without any frills, or to give the essence of them as best I could, but still retaining my own mark on them.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, the snowball, you know, today, I mean, I sang that pretty much as written, so it may be politically incorrect for you know, Pākehā to sing that song. I don't know. But I treated it as an historic document, really. That's all. And it's lovely, lovely, lovely lullaby, beautiful lullaby. And I got the sense that Hoke Carmichael was not a racially prejudiced man. Absolutely, as many jazz musicians were not, and jazz was colourblind in terms of who was in the band, and still is.
Snowball, my honey, don't you melt away, 'cause 'cause Daddy likes those dark brown eyes. Those eyes.
Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, we've been listening to Malcolm McNeil's 1991 recording, Skylark, 18 Hoagie Carmichael songs. And we've been honoured to have in the studio today that outstanding vocalist from New Zealand, Malcolm McNeil. Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you very much, Peter. Pleasure.
The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard Saturdays at noon and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. here on Art Sound FM.
Art Sound FM, your music and arts companion.